States have less flexibility with their finances than the federal government does, and an impasse in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that has gone on for nearly 4 months, could shut down the state's public schools. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf told kids the bad news at Mid Valley Elementary School earlier this month.
There is going to be a vote, and it's going to determine whether next year at this time the representatives and the senators of both parties come out here and try to explain to all of you and all of us why your school taxes went through the roof.
Many school districts are already borrowing millions of dollars to maintain basic necessities like heat and food, cutting certain programs, asking teachers to remain on without pay. Cities like Erie really don't have that option, as 70% of the city budget is already coming from the state and federal government, and 80% of students come from low-income families. If there's no deal by November 1st, Erie schools would almost certainly have to shut their doors. For how long, no one knows. Kelly Heberle has three children in Erie Public Schools. She's a PTA member. She joins me now. Kelly, what are they telling you?
Well, they're telling us that they can exist without state funds through about mid-November before we run out of money. And then they have to make a choice. They either have to close the schools or take loans out like, you know, a lot of other districts in the state. And that's going to cost me as a homeowner and taxpayer, that's going to cost me extra money too.
So what are you telling your own kids?
I'm telling them that it's, you know, really important to speak up. They had a rally downtown in one of our stadiums where, you know, tons of teachers and parents and students went to ask them to, you know, release our funds. I have a son who's in ninth grade at Central High School, and his shop class is the culinary. The vice principal had to come to their class and stand in front of those children and explain to them that there's no money for their class, which I respect the man very much, having to stand in front of 19 students and essentially tell them they're not important enough to get money that is due to them since it's their basic right. And he had to tell them, I'm sorry, there's no money for your class. So how is a culinary teacher supposed to teach his class if you can't buy, literally, you can't buy eggs or you can't buy flour? We talked about it at home, and we sent in a $50 gift card from the grocery store and said, you know, we hope this can take you through the week. The teacher, the very next day, he sent home a receipt with everything that that man purchased, you know, all the eggs and such. And you know what these kids did, what this teacher did? They went to a local farm and they gleaned the fields. They picked all the peppers and tomatoes, and they made from scratch two different sauces, a marinara sauce and a garlic sauce. They made pierogies, they made ravioli, they made pasta, they made gnocchi from scratch, and they sold it for a profit. They sold it to the teachers in the schools. I mean, what a great lesson, you know, the whole budgeting, and that's a real life lesson that these kids are learning.
That's a great lesson and a great story. And be careful you don't encourage the lawmakers to say, oh, they're doing great over there in Erie. We can, like, slow down and waste some time here. I mean, the real issue here, and you underscore it there with your ninth grader, is that these are moments that are fleeting. You know, ninth grade you do once. These lawmakers can waste their time as long as they want to, and they're still going to be lawmakers. This is a real urgent situation here. Can you do homeschooling or something to keep things going if the schools just go away for a period of months?
I certainly cannot. I have a job I have to be at, and you know, most of our schools have both parents working. There's no way anybody can stay home. We're even asking questions like, are they going to turn the heat on? I mean, those are legitimate, serious questions. This is Erie. We've already had snow once this season. Am I going to have to send my children to school in, you know, two sweatshirts? You know, the breakfasts, our elementary school where my boys go, they serve over 400 students breakfast every day. If school is shut down, there's 400 kids that aren't going to have breakfast. It's just, it's disgusting, and it's an embarrassment that Pennsylvania is not taking care of our education system.
I mean, could you move? I mean, you sound so trapped to me, Kelly.
You know what? That's the ironic part. I moved where I moved. I chose this school. I chose this district. It's not like I don't have other options. I could send my kids to the Catholic school down the street where my husband went, but we're firm believers and public education. I actually live right on the dividing line. Right across the street is a different school district. It's the township, which has, you know, way more money. But our schools are really great schools in Erie. Our school where my kids go actually had the highest, I think they call it like a performance profile score, had the second highest in the whole district, only to the college prep high school. I specifically chose this school for that reason, for the quality of education. And now to have this happen, it's just like a slap in the face. They should be wanting to draw taxpayers into the public school system and not, you know, drive them out.
Well, your disappointment is a real verdict on irresponsibility if those lawmakers don't get things done in time. Kelly, all the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Kelly Heberle is a mother of three in Erie Public Schools. You can hear her commitment to those public schools. She's also a PTA member.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.